And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 9th of October, 2010. It's the birthday of the writer Ivo Andrić, born in the village of Dolac in what is now Bosnia and Herzegovina. Born in 1892, he grew up with his mother's relatives in the town of Višegrad, a small Bosnian town near the Serbian border on the edge of a river with a beautiful bridge built during the Ottoman Empire. It was Andrić who made the town famous with his novel, came out in 1945, The Bridge on the Drina, a novel that covers almost four centuries, beginning with a boy taken from his village as part of a system in which every few years the Ottoman Sultan rounded up a bunch of Christian boys from rural areas in the Balkans and made them slaves, converted them to Islam, used them for the military. And this boy eventually decides to build a great bridge as a monument to his hometown. The novel is the story of that bridge and the people who cross it and their politics and their ethnic history. A novel that covers almost four centuries all the way up to World War I. It's the birthday of the poet Leopold Senghor, born in 1906 in Senegal, when Senegal was still a French colony. He was educated at a Catholic seminary, grew up wanting to be a priest, but he went off to study philosophy at the Sorbonne in Paris. He was a teacher near Paris when he was drafted into the French army, served in an all-African unit. In June 1940, they were captured by the Germans and lined up against a wall to be executed. But Leopold Senghor had them all call out, "Vive la France, vive l'Afrique noire, long live France, long live Black Africa." And the Germans let them live, put them in prison camps. Leopold Senghor was held for almost 2 years, wrote poetry there, learned German well enough to read Goethe in the original. He came back to Senegal, and when Senegal gained its independence in 1960, Leopold Senghor was elected its first president, served until 1980, published poems when he was president, one called Nocturnes, the other Major Elegies, and died in 2001 at the age of 95. And it was on this day in 1635, Roger Williams was banished from the Massachusetts Bay Colony for spreading new and dangerous opinions. He believed in the separation of church and state and individual rights, and he was a friend of the Narragansett people and spoke out against their persecution. Roger Williams was adamant on the subject of religious tolerance, and other outcasts came to Providence for sanctuary, including Quakers and some of America's first Jews. In 1643, Roger Williams published A Key into the Language of America, in which he wrote out essays and poems in both English and Narragansett. Here's a poem for today by Gary Young, entitled The Signature Mark of Autumn. The signature mark of autumn has arrived at last with the rains. Orange of pumpkin, orange persimmon, orange lichen on rocks and fallen logs. A copper moon hung low over the orchard, moist, ruddy limbs of the madrone, russet oak leaves, storm-peeled redwood, acorns emptied by squirrels and jays, and mushrooms, orange boletus, witch's butter, sprouting on rotted oak, the deadly galleria, and of course chanterelles, which we'll eat tonight with pasta, goat cheese, and wine. The Signature Mark of Autumn by Gary Young from his collection Pleasure, published by Heyday Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at PoetryFound and by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about writing and literature at writing.gather.com. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor, hoping you'll come see A Prairie Home Companion on a movie screen near you Thursday, October 21st, live. Visit us at prairiehome.org for movie theater and ticket info, and we'll see you there.